This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 9 for Monday, August 8th. I'm Adam Pelashotti. The ice futures canola market is lower to start the week, despite high temperatures in the prairies and spillover from rising oil prices. Heat warnings are continuing in parts of Alberta over the next couple of days, with much of the southern half of the prairies forecast to have high temperatures today around 30 degrees Celsius. Crude oil is higher on Monday morning, ignoring the possibility of weakening demand in an upcoming recession. Soy oil, as well as European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil, are higher. Meanwhile, the Canadian dollar is putting pressure on canola by rising more than half of a U.S. cent. The November canola contract was down $6.40 per ton at $843.80. In the U.S., corn is mixed, while wheat and soybeans are higher. Much-needed rains fell onto many corn-growing areas in the country over the weekend, including Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Illinois. Rainfall will continue in some areas into Tuesday, but the western corn belt is likely to remain dry. Two more vessels carrying corn and soybeans left Ukraine on Monday, raising the number setting sail on the Black Sea to 10. So far, 243,000 tons of corn have been exported on 7 ships since August 1st. The September corn contract is up 2 cents U.S. per bushel to $6.12. Wheat is also being pulled in opposite directions due to mixed weather in the U.S. growing areas, as well as the possibility of grain exports from Ukraine. Some spring wheat in the U.S. is expected to begin this week, with 99% of the crop headed as it goes into harvest. Russia has raised its own wheat production estimate by 4.5 million tons to 95 million, while Australian wheat exports rose 18% in June to 2.8 million tons. India's government is also considering scrapping a 40% duty on wheat imports. The September Chicago wheat contract is up 11 cents U.S. per bushel to $7.86. The September Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 7 cents U.S. per bushel to $8.55. The September Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 6 cents U.S. at $8.92. Rains in the U.S. and soybean exports from Ukraine are helping put pressure on the soy complex, but there are supportive factors. Some growing areas remain dry, and analysts expect a decline in the national average yield when the USDA releases its supply-demand report on Friday. Despite increasing tensions between the U.S. and China, the USDA announced on Friday the latter purchased 132,000 tons for 2022-23. However, China's soybean imports were 4.5% lower in July than the previous month at 7.9 million tons. The August soybean contract is up 13 cents U.S. per bushel to $16.28. That's a look at the ice futures in U.S. markets for Monday, August 8th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Adam Pelashotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.